Blog Talk Radio.
It was the Anglo-American Alliance that stood up and fought the tyranny which you hate. So did Norway. So did Denmark. So did the Scandinavians as well, who stood up and fought.
What do you think of Sweden?
Sweden was neutral.
What do you think of Sweden?
I think if people had been neutral against Hitler, Hitler would have won.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Today, ladies and gentlemen, who will be joining as my panellist and my wingman, Mr. Dave Agador-Milner. And as I say, today we will be discussing issues of the week and other topics. And we've got quite a few things that myself and Dave wants to talk about today. I'm still a little bit, just to give you a bit of an heads up, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm still a little bit under the weather. I'm having a few issues with my where my breathing is concerned. So if I do go a little bit quiet, it's just Dave has taken over a little bit for me while I'm in the recovery mode. But, you know, we'll see how we go today anyway. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dave. Dave, good afternoon. I was going to say good evening there. Feels like bloody evening. It's so bloody dark outside here. But my goodness me, Dave, we've got a lot to talk about today, haven't we?
Yeah, we do, Jeff. And I want to wish you and everybody in the UK a very good afternoon and a good morning to everybody here in the States. It's going to be noon in about another hour. Yeah, we do have quite a lot to discuss. We're going to get to hear a Tommy Robinson audio talking about I Am Soldier X, and we're also going to get into some stories about women. various ways that Islam has affected women in our societies in the West, in the East, all over the planet. And we're also
It's never changed its way. It's just continued in its way that it's always done things.
Mm.
It's just that we notice it more because we're unaccustomed to the way that they treat other fellow human beings and other women and children, etc., isn't it, Dave?
Right. Yes. But first, guys, we have a very important thing to do.
Before we go on, Dave, I'd like to say thank you for great slides today and the script as well. Thank you, Dave. That was absolutely great, them slides. As usual, up to your very, very top standard. So thank you, Dave.
Well, it's no worries, Jeff. I'm always happy to try and help, now, as we know, a lot of our people from the EDL use Gab because it does not censor people. If some Muslim on the Gab staff complains, you're not going to get a ban because you happen to use a picture that they find offensive, or you're not going to be banned for a post they took down a post of mine because it had the words Islamic terrorism in it. You're not going to get any of that. It's just free speech, complete, unfettered free speech. And yes, you are going to find some speech on there you don't agree with. I've seen things like race bigotry, which is disgusting to me. Anti-Semitism, same thing. But for the most part, it's just good people speaking their minds, speaking freely. And the thing about it, as we know, Jeff, the terrorist piece of crap who killed 11 people in that synagogue had a Gab account, and the papers were full of that. They were full of the fact that he had a Gab account, and it was all attacks on Gab, and that was the last show we did. Now, there's been a change, and it ain't a good change. For those of our EDL people who have tried to get on Gab to do what they do, talk about what they want to talk about, share things, they can't do that anymore. Pardon me, guys. And you're going to get the explanation as to why right now. And this is very important, and it also has to do with our elections in the United States of America, I think. And this is a statement, guys, from Andrew Torba, who is the CEO of Gab.com. And I found this when I was doing, as I do advertising on the show, when I was going to put the show announcement out on Gab. And this is what I found. Gab has spent the past 48 hours proudly working with the Department of Justice and FBI to bring justice to an alleged terrorist. Because of the data we provided, they now have plenty of evidence for their case. In the midst of this, listen to this, guys. In the midst of this, Gab has been platformed by essential internet infrastructure providers at every level. We are the most censored, smeared, and no platformed startup in history, which means we are a threat to the media and to the Silicon Valley oligarchy. And they're a threat to way more than that, guys, as I scroll down. Now, let me get to the rest of this here. Gab isn't going anywhere. It doesn't matter what you write. It doesn't matter what the sophist talking heads say on TV. It doesn't matter what verified nobodies say on Twitter. We have plenty of options, resources, and support. We will exercise every possible avenue to keep Gab online. And defend free speech and individual liberty for all people. You guys know I'm all up in that.
Amen.
Now, let me continue. We have all just made Gab a nationally recognized brand as the home of free speech online at a time when Silicon Valley is stifling political speech they disagree with to interfere in a U.S. election. See, you know, that's what I think, too. I think that's part of the reason for this. The Internet is not reality. TV is not reality. 80% of normal, everyday people agree with Gab and support free expression and liberty. The online outrage mob and mainstream media, I call them fake stream media, spin machine, are the minority opinion. People are waking up. So please, keep pointing the finger at a social network instead of pointing the finger at the alleged shooter who holds sole responsibility for his actions. That's for the media maggots out there, as BZ puts it. No, platform us all you want. Ban us all you want. Smear us all you want. You can't stop an idea. As we transition to a new hosting provider, Gab is coming back, guys. Gab will be inaccessible for a period of time. We are working around the clock to get Gab.com back online. Thank you. And remember to speak freely. And that, again, guys, is from Andrew Torba, CEO of Gab.com.
Well done, Andrew.
Jeff, would you like to comment? Yeah.
Well, I would.
Would you like
to say well done, Andrew, and the team that's working around the clock. And we know the commitment that the Gab, people that works for Gab, what they're doing. And we really appreciate all the work to keep freedom of speech free. So I'd like to salute Andrew and the team for all what they're doing. And unfortunately, it comes a time that freedom of speech is under attack. And we've been talking about this for quite a while now, haven't we, Dave?
Different things
that we've noticed. We've noticed with the EDL, with Facebook, with Twitter, shutting us down, this, that, and the other.
YouTube,
Not just ourselves, but other groups out there. We're all under attack. And we still say social media is our way that we will overcome it. We'll find a platform. We'll find that base that they can't touch us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll try. They'll try and try. But we will always have a place that we can go. That we will make sure. You know, there's plenty of people working on it, especially that gentleman, Andrew, and the team. That's the great thing about the internet and where we are today, Dave, is that we can look towards things that the satanic ones out there who are trying to shut down freedom of speech can't affect us. We need that shield. We need our armor around us as we progress. I hate the word called progress, but I mean as we move forward with our message to the wider world. Our message is so important, and to have a place for Gab to go to. This is where freedom of speech. This is it. It gives birth to new ideas, etc., doesn't it, Dave?
Yes, it does.
And we've also got to have this freedom. You know, we fought, and lots of people, our ancestors, fought and died to protect freedom of speech, and they continue to die to protect that, because it's one of the most important qualities of a free society that we live in the Western world. Would you agree with that, Dave, or would you like to expand on that?
Well, Jeff, certainly I think the greatest generation that fought off Hitler and Tojo, and their Muslim allies, by the way. That greatest generation has to be spinning in their graves at this point, because everything they fought for is being swept under the rug, just so that a few privileged, rich a-holes around the planet can rule over everybody else. And they don't care what the societies look like that they rule over. They can be smashed, gutted, firebombed hell holes, just as long as these guys get to stay rich. And I can guarantee you, Jeff, and listeners, the ones that you want to avoid, these will be the ones that are the worst about this, are the ones that are going to try and, cover you over with sunshine and tell you everything's going to be all right if you just vote for them and not those evil righties and all that other stuff. Now, Jeff, a thought occurred to me while I was setting this up and getting the show ready and whatnot, and I don't care, honestly, if anybody calls me a conspiracy theorist. I really don't. But consider this.
We know, Dave.
Oh, yeah, I know. We know that, like people like the Home Office in the UK and our own FBI and other agencies have got algorithms now to where they can search out people that they think might engage in attacks like the terrorist attack on that synagogue. Okay, but we know that. We know that. And we also know that the shadow governments in our nations hate gab. They hate free speech. They hate anything they can't regulate. And I have to wonder if, given the response in the newspapers after the attack, the response against gab, I have to wonder if our FBI, our corrupt FBI, did not allow this attack to take place just so there would be an excuse to shut down gab. And before people go, oh, that's an outrageous conspiracy theory, just think about it, guys. It's been proven time and again that our governments have gone behind our backs and engaged in conspiracies among themselves to limit our freedoms. And this has been going on for a long time. All I can say, Jeff, I mean, I don't know this 100%, but I'm always suspicious now of our governments. And,
I agree, but whether I'd go myself personally, go as far as to say that they would do that, I can't really say one way or the other, Dave, to be honest with you. Well, nothing surprises me. I don't think anything that happens these days over surprises me, because we're so used to things coming about that we thought, yeah, we knew something was going on. We've often talked about these things in the past. So when they do turn up, something like that does, it doesn't surprise us. We don't throw our hands up in amazement. Oh my God, because we've talked about the scenarios, haven't we, Dave, of that situation. I've got a very open mind. I think we will have people that will attack us because we tend to think the way we do. But that's what free-thinking people do. They think about things. They don't objectively put anything into practice or say this, that, and the other, because it just turns us all into conspiracy theory nuts. And we're nothing like that whatsoever. We are normal people with normal thoughts, and we can speak our mind. I mean, whether they like it or not, and try to shut us down because we speak our mind, well, they're never going to stop us all. But Dave, let's be honest. And all this trying to cut down on freedom of speech, in the end, it will be once again a battle for freedom of speech. That fight that we've had to fight time and time and time again, Dave, will once again come to the surface, and we will have to do battle with those evil ones that are trying to kill freedom of speech. And freedom of speech is worth fighting for and worth dying for. My personal opinion, Dave, that's the way I look at it. That's such an important thing of a whole structure of who we are, what we're about, and what we want for our future generations, etc. So that's my way of thinking, Dave. You know, we're all individuals, the way that we think about things. We don't always think in the same box as each other, but think certain things in the same way, don't we, Dave? You know what I mean? But that's individual people is all about, isn't it, Dave?
Certainly, certainly. And I know that Blue there, one of our associate producers, is chiming in with his opinion. He says, so we do have open speech here. And the thing is, Jeff, I don't care, honestly, if the left calls me a conspiracy. Okay. Just so you guys know, I honestly I don't care what people call me. If those people are the same type of people that said that Tommy Robinson needed to apologize to the victims of those Muslim child sex grooming gangs, okay? These people have no integrity. They have no honor. They have no morals. They have no scruples. All right. At least.
And they're horrible cowards, Dave. Let's be honest. They're cowards.
Oh, they are that. They are that. They're cowards. And the thing is, Jeff. Yeah. Nobody here, you know, is 100%. Sin free and everything like that. There was ever only one perfect man on the earth, and that was Jesus. Okay, so I'm not rolling up on this like I'm Mr. Perfect. Far from it. Okay, but at least I make the attempt at the truth. Even if it's truth that might knock down some things that I've grown up believing and things of that nature. If it's the truth, it's the truth. Okay.
And the truth is it's the most important factor, isn't it? And it's what we've always said doing these radio shows, that the truth is what the listeners listen to our show for, because you don't get the truth when you listen to mainstream media. They're lying and they're fobbing off everybody, making excuses, and it's not what people are so fed up with. That it's old. It achieves nothing, makes people angrier, doesn't it, Dave?
It does, and I got to tell you, man, this has implications. This banning of gab has implications for the 2018 elections, and part of this is because, even NBC admitted this last week, that early voting is not going well for Democrats. It's mostly Republicans who are out there early voting, people voting for Republicans, and the left is desperate at this point. And I think that is why you saw that fake and phony bomb scare, and I think also... I almost had to laugh a couple of days ago when I saw this story. Suddenly, the FBI comes out with this. The quote unquote bomber had a hit list. Now, people, this is what I wanted to talk about in the last show. Okay. And this is probably also why the FBI, suddenly came out and said that the bomber had a hit list. This is part of the reason for this, okay? The targets were not logical. And I said that because there were some significant targets that the guy did not send these quote-unquote bombs to, okay? Google did not get any bombs. They banned Tommy Robinson. Okay, and they've been banning conservatives. Alex Jones, they banned him. Okay, PayPal did not get any bombs. They have been cutting conservative concerns off from being able to pay their subscribers to be able to pay for them over PayPal. Twitter did not get any bombs. Okay. Fake bombs, toy bombs. Twitter did not get any of those. And we know what's happened with Twitter. We know how many people have been banned from Twitter. No fake bombs. And the last one, you know, Zuckerberg himself from Facebook. No bombs. Or rather, excuse me, no toy bombs were sent to them. And you know why? It was because the targets that the lefties picked to receive these quote-unquote bombs was just something that they pulled out of their butts. They have no understanding of conservatism, conservatives, what might anger us, or anything of that nature. It was all fake and it was all phony. And then, you know, of course, I'm probably not the first one to mention this, and that's why our corrupt FBI came out a couple of days ago and said, there was a hit list. Right, sure, guys, yeah. And we believe you about the whole 2016 election thing too. I mean, our FBI, Jeff, is just as corrupt as your Home Office is there in the UK, especially at the top. The top is just riddled with corruption, and I'm encouraging people in the United States of America, don't take anything that the FBI comes out with seriously. Because they really have a problem with their top leadership. Same at the Department of Justice, although Trump is trying to work a little bit on that. But for now, there needs to be a serious house cleaning at the FBI. And this is all geared, Jeff. This banning of Gab and this trying to shut down free speech. Diamond and Silk got banned, by the way, and we're going to have hopefully Jeff will let me play this audio that I have from Diamond and Silk on Sunday.
They got banned, but they was reinstated. It was such a big hoo-ha over these two. I love them ladies, I've got to admit. And it's such a big hoo-ha over the reason why they banned them that they reinstated them. So I don't know if they've been banned again. David, what's going on?
Well, you know what? I mean, the last word I had was that they were banned. You may be right. They may have been reinstated. But even if they were banned in the first place, that's still bad. That still is an outrageous thing to happen to those ladies, especially when you see all of these people who, there's this professor that wanted everybody, well, this so-called professor that wanted everybody who supported now Justice Kavanaugh, all of the quote unquote white men to be killed and have their corpses fed to swine. As far as I know, she's still got a Twitter account.
Hasn't he been arrested yet, Dave? I mean, he's basically threatening death on people, and I'm sure that's against any law, whatever, the United States, the United Kingdom. You threaten things like that's a crime, as far as I'm concerned. Why hasn't he been arrested?
Jeff, no, she hasn't been arrested, Jeff. And it's just like...
Oh, she?
See, this is what,
well, it's
what,
the same thing,
this is
you know.
What I,
man
what
or
I
woman,
about,
you say something like that about people, about killing and murdering, etc. That is against the law.
Well, it should
That's
be, but
law,
remember...
And, yeah.
Yeah. It should be, Jeff, it should be. But you know what? This is what... this is what we warned about for 5 years. This is part of the reason that I came on to the English Defense League radio show, because I knew that this was going to migrate from the UK over to the United States. There's now a double standard. The left can, make all the comments they want about anybody else. They can say what they want. They can do what they want. They can commit 613 reported acts of violence and harassment against people on the right. That's from Breitbart.com, okay? And nothing happens to them, or almost nothing happens to them. And yet, if there's anything, even a statement from somebody on the right, everybody jumps all over it, and it's a big deal. Okay, so it's a double standard over here now, just like in the UK. If you're not with the left, if you're not with everything that's in their agendas, you're a target. Okay, and that's why Gab got stepped on, but Gab is coming back. I just want to reemphasize what I have in my shows. Lefties, here's the deal. We know that we are correct and we are for free speech, and that is correct. Do what you want. if we have to, we'll pass notes to each other written on paper. You know, you may slow us down, but you're not going to stop us. And just as the gentleman pointed out, you can't stop an idea. You can't stop the ideas of self-rule and individual liberty. And you can't stop the idea of free speech. Free speech has to be infinite. And if you try and stop that, you're a stinking fascist. And that goes for anybody, any of these people in, as Jeff says, the cowardly press. You guys are disgusting. You make me sick. So
there are the fascists.
There that is.
I mean, what you said, that word, basically sums up the opposite side of our equation. I still say we are the right. Our thinking, the way that we think about things logically, they think about things illogically. You know, there's no sense to what they achieve. They only do things to achieve their own goals, which most of us haven't got a clue what they are trying to do, apart from causing chaos. You know, when you work it out, it's chaos, isn't it? They want to create chaos. They want open borders. They want people flooding across your borders. They don't want a country. They want it to be an open border. And you're going to lose the title United States because that's what they want. They don't want United States. They want it to be just an open state. That's what they want it to be called, open state for the world. Something like that, isn't it, Dave? That is what they're trying to create. That's globalism, isn't it? That's a global thinking, you know, which is so dangerous. You know, for countries, your country, Dave, not my country, for anybody who likes borders, every country needs a border, doesn't it, Dave? The left thinks,
we don't
need borders. That is where we've got to fight them. We've got to fight them. You've got to fight them, Dave. You know, you're good people. Got to fight. You know, Donald Trump's got to get his 15,000 troops in there, shoulder to shoulder. You will not pass. And make sure that is the thing. Don't all this old mate excuses, oh, a few of them can come through. No, let's get it sorted out. You need to be firm. Otherwise, Dave, you know, it's still at the beginning of the end, isn't it?
Well,
you know,
it is.
That's the way I tend to look at it.
Well, yeah, and you're right. You pretty much got to, and, you know, that's the thing. You know, that's going to be the deal right there. You know, it's something that we're going to have to fight. And, you know, it, this Gab thing is just the latest, you know. They think they've got it. They think they've got us. They think that they're going to, shut us down. And it's not going to happen, and we're not going to let it happen. Now,
well, we're just locking horns with them, Dave. They haven't seen anything yet. We're just winding up. We know exactly what they're trying to achieve, but I don't think they've seen the best of the best yet, and that is all to come over the next, the next little while. We're going to see the best of the best of the good people. We'll also have, though, the bad, because they're the bad, and some good people out there will make sure, for the future, that you're going to fight it, and you're going to do, everybody's going to do the right thing. And common sense has got to prevail in the end, Dave. That's it, common sense.
Well, certainly, Jeff, yeah. I mean,
hope so.
That's going to have to be done. And this election is just a start of it. I have to say, this election is just a beginning for it. That's going to be the thing. We're going to have to, get out there and vote on Election Day, or vote absentee before Election Day. You know, early voting is still going on some places. Okay, and this is the thing. I mean, you got to.
We've been hearing some good things about the early voting as well, Dave. I don't know if you've been hearing the same, I've been hearing some positive things about the early voting. but you know what? It's those people. It's like the old Brexiteers, Dave. Cometh the time, cometh the vote, and that's when people do their thing. And I believe this time, you're going to have the Trumpeteers go out there and do what he's been telling them. Just do it. You like what I've been doing? Do you want to see what's... You don't want to see them trying to impeach me and bringing all the crap down around us and creating stagnance? Or do you want us to continue and do what we do? You know, and basically, people are not silly, are they? You know, I mean, if you look at the numbers that Donald Trump's... when he goes anywhere, Dave, it's phenomenal, you know. I know you've had other presidents in the past, Dave, but he knows how to wow a crowd, doesn't he? He knows how to get them all going. And I do believe he's supposed to be doing up to 11 leading up to the elections, isn't he, Dave? 11... around the country.
Well, I don't know how many he's got left, but he's going to continue to do them, and you know that's going to be the thing. You know, it's going to affect a lot of things, including our relationship with the UK and you know what we do moving forward about Islamification, because I can tell you guys, if you allow the lefties to take over. If, for instance, you know, you vote Labour next time in the UK, it'll just become like, you know, the Islamic Republic of Great Britain or something like that. And that's what they want for the United States. They want the Muslims to control the streets, and we're not having it. Now, Jeff, it's getting up to about the halfway point in the show, and what I want to do is play a tune so you can call back in. And then hopefully we'll get into this Tommy Robinson audio that we have, and we'll get into some other stories. Okay, brother?
All right, man.
Yeah,
that's all good,
okay.
Dave. Okay, then I'll pass it back to you, Dave, and then I'll call in.
Yeah.
Cheers, pal.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay, guys. Now I'm going to play a little bit of a tune here. It's not going to be very long, but it's going to give Jeff a little bit of time to call back, that sort of thing. And a little time for us to reset the show so we can keep going. There you go. guys, we're going to come back and have a nice Tommy Robinson audio, hopefully. And here we go. I tell you what, we promise you we'll be back with the second half of the English Defense League radio show.
I'm sorry, but I'm
And welcome back.
Well, there you go. Wow. I like that tune, Dave. Very nice. Cheers,
yeah.
Pal. That was lovely. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it is.
Just to give you an heads up. Yeah, I've never heard that before. I can picture the group, but I can't think who they are. But I do know them. You probably tell me, and I'll know straight away.
Yeah.
Just them, like, you know. I mean, it's just they got that sound about them that you know it's them, like, you know. Who was it, though?
that was a group called When in Rome. You know, it was a nice, little hit for them in the 80s. Yeah.
It sounded like one of,
a
group that I used to know.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, Dave. I really like that tune. Just to give you a bit of a heads up, and also I was wondering if you wouldn't mind giving this lovely lady, it's one of our favourite friends, it's our Red Fox blogger, that's our Infidel Fox, Kel. She's sitting there. Hello, she was sitting there. And my apologies, Kel. Just been trying to keep checking my bloody things that's going on around me, Kel. So my apologies. But Dave, could you do a great honours and give Kel one of our special ones, Dave? It's in the other drawer there, Dave. It says special drawer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff,
go,
I got it. Yeah. There you go, Kel.
Nice one.
Yeah. Kel the Infidel. From the Red Fox blogger. Welcome.
You've got that glitter on it,
Dave.
You've got that glitter all over your hands, have you?
No, I'm good, man.
I'm good.
Okay.
Well, happy, Kel?
Well, Kel, you know, I know that'll go nicely with your tiara that you wear for special events. So, you know, enjoy that. And everybody enjoy Kel's programs. You know, Kel will, you know, you know, it's always good, you know, a pleasure to have you, you know, in listening to us and whatnot. And, you know, I hope I hope that you will also be hitting this this Gab thing as far as that goes, because, you know, that's major stuff. But we're going to shift gears a little bit here, you know, right now, Jeff. And we're going to play an audio from Tommy Robinson, but first I'm going to give you this to throw it in the chat. It's someone may have it up on YouTube because it's not directly from him, but this is the Facey link for it. Okay, now this is off his Facebook page, right there. You go, Jeff, and you know, we'll get into playing this right now. This video or this audio is about just over 7 minutes long here. And he's going to talk about I Am Soldier X and other things like that there, Jeff. So if you're ready, I'm going to roll this, all right?
Yeah, I saw that, Dave. I'm just trying to get the thing
okay.
To put in the face.
All right, man. I'm going to go ahead and roll this, guys. Here you go. This is an update from Tommy Robinson. I believe from like yesterday or the day before. There we go.
A chance meeting between Tommy Robinson and members of the armed forces. This then presents itself as a great photo opportunity, not just for the boys, but for Tommy Robinson himself. And why not? Now, Tommy Robinson is a famous personality, so this is a perfectly normal happening. In return, of course, Tommy Robinson admires and in fact honours personnel in the armed forces. So this was a win-win situation for both parties. The problem is, of course, is that Tommy Robinson is the enemy of the state, and the army is an extension of the state. In fact, the state's playthings, and Tommy Robinson is not allowed to play with the state's toys. This has caused a shitstorm.
I was at the service station yesterday, the motorway services, and by chance, I happened to walk in, and there were four coaches full, of young men in the army. I had my photo taken with them. The photo was shared online. I've just found out that those young men are being investigated. They've all had their phones taken off them by the army. They've seized all of their phones. None of them can now contact their families. Their families don't know what's going on. They just know that they've had their phones seized. Phones seized by the army for what? For having your photo taken with someone.
Let me explain that the British Army is non-political. It's non-political. And if a bunch of soldiers want to have their photograph taken with anybody they like, it's not against army values, whatever army values are. Let's forget about what army values may be, which is a subjective judgment, and talk about Queen's regulations. There's nothing in Queen's regulations that says you can't have a photograph taken with a celebrity. It doesn't matter how unpopular that celebrity could be with the Prime Minister of the day.
Now, the army spokesperson has come out and said there's going to be a full investigation, and the lads have had their phones confiscated. This is simply not good enough. They are prepared to fight for our freedom, freedom that they are being denied. And we need to take action. I need you to go to standwitharlads.com. That's standwitharlads.com and sign the petition. Say that you will not tolerate these lads being investigated simply for having their photo taken with Tommy Robinson. And I will take that petition with Tommy Robinson to General Sir Nick Carter, who is Chief of the Defence Staff.
I've said before, get the lads in a room. Remember, boys, you're wearing the uniform, you're wearing the Queen's uniform, you're on parade effectively all the time. Just think on that. Carl in Orpington on this. Carl, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Hello, Nick. Typical, ridiculous kind of comment you just made. The bottom line is, I wonder how the 12,000 plus army, ethnic minority army kind of people who represent our country feel about this kind of situation.
Oh, right.
Along with
you
the
automatically against
Navy kind of ethnic minorities and others.
Are you saying that you're...
There has to be a degree
Carl,
of standards.
Carl.
And if those standards fall short of what they should be, then there should be a proper investigation into it and a resolution.
How do you know that these 12,000 recruits of whom you speak are all opposed to Tommy Robinson?
What I'm saying is that the...
No, that's what you said.
The army consists of a mixed bag of people who...
Why don't you address my question? Carl, do it my way, please. How do you know those 12,000 would feel angered by these soldiers' response to Tommy Robinson?
Well, it's because it's obviously implied, because
right.
Tommy Robinson is a right-wing speaker.
Right.
Clearly, he is not committed to the idea of a multicultural society. And if he is reflecting that idea, I think that's wrong to be allowing him to reflect that idea.
But in some instances, he's campaigning against, in some instances, what he sees as the dangerous Islamification of certain towns and cities such as Rochdale.
I'm talking about that,
Carl. He's campaigning about the problems in Telford and in Rochdale and in Rotherham. I think a lot of the soldiers, regardless of their colour or their ethnicity or their faith, would all support that, wouldn't they?
Nate, you're talking a load of rubbish, as you usually do on these topics. And the bottom line is that
a load of rubbish?
Yes, it is. It's a load of rubbish.
But why?
Straight away, you brought Islamophobia into the situation alone.
You don't have problems with what happens in Telford and Rochdale?
You keep interrupting, so I'm clearly going to just end the conversation.
It's up to you if you want to.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I thought you might. Because you're on rather thin...
We are on over 140,000 signatures for our petition. This petition will be being handed in to the army and 10 Downing Street. Now, if I had time, I could have visited four or five barracks today, because soldiers are contacting me from every barracks across this country. But do you know what has most shocked me over the last 2 days? It's finding out how low the morale is in our armed forces. It's at the rock bottom. They are all fed up. They're fed up, they're undermanned, they're understaffed, they're treated like dirt, they're not rewarded, they're not respected. And then you try and destroy one of their lives at the age of 17 and ruin his career because he has a photo of a journalist. So, I'm travelling I'm going back tonight from up north because I've got a flight to catch in the morning. I'm travelling everywhere and I'm meeting our armed servicemen. And the ones I met today didn't want their faces shown. Wasn't bothered about having their faces shown. They didn't care. They said they can't discharge us all. It is literally, I am Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm being contacted, and at the minute, I'm making the conscious choice against what they want to cover faces. And I'm making that just until there's enough footage, until I've got hundreds and hundreds of serving soldiers who are saying, I am Soldier X.
And there you go, guys. That is, it's not from Tommy Robinson, specifically an update from him, you know, but this is a very nice video. I want to say now that it may be by a guy named Jack Blundell, you know, but yeah, Jeff has the, has put the link for that in the chat. So Jeff, what do you think, brother?
Well, I just thought that, you could hear the guy, is it LBC that he's talking to? Kel seems to recognise that, an old crew.
Yeah, who is that host,
to
Kel?
Actually acknowledge Rochdale, Rotherman, and case like that. Everybody's an Islamophobe where he's concerned, and any soldier shouldn't be talking to Tommy Robinson because he talks the right side of things against multiculturalism and diversity. Pathetic, Dave, isn't it? It's pathetic.
Yeah, it is, man.
And people are not going to put up with this crap. You know, that is the case, isn't it? They're not going to put up with it, and it's growing. And all that they do, when you do that, you take soldiers' phones away from them because they had a picture, a selfie done with Tommy. You know what, Dave? Even like in the Second World War when we was just, you know, we finished and up with the Germans and that, there was pictures taken with the enemy and with us, you know, the Tommies over there. There was no controversial things then, was there? So what's all this about? I don't get it. Is it because it's Islam that they want to make this big point about this death cult? Well, I've got a word for everybody out there that thinks that multiculturalism with Islam will be achieved. I guarantee you that won't happen. That will be the end of Islam. You keep pushing this idea, and people are getting more angry. And when you do this against our young soldiers, and, you know, because they had a picture taken with Tommy, that is how you affect a nation. And when you do that, you anger the nation, then you might as well just, you know, go move to another country because we're done with you. You know, common sense needs to prevail, doesn't it, Dave? Situation is concerned. Tommy should be able to freely talk to whoever he wants. It's supposed to be freedom of speech. But, Tommy, he's an enemy of the state. Why is he an enemy of the state? Because they deem him so. Is his words so potent that they're so scared that they do anything to shut him up? They are petrified of this young man, Dave. I'll tell you now, mate. They are petrified.
They are.
Because, you know what they can see?
Yeah.
They can see the end of their great, kingdom around them imploding. Because people have had enough. And people have wised up to exactly what's going on in this country. Thank goodness that Mr. Robinson, people like the EDL, that we've been doing this for many years, and we continue, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they try to achieve, we will prevail. Thank you, Dave.
That we will. Now, Jeff, And yeah, it's all of a piece of trying to silence free speech and even to the soldiers. And I say, definitely, go to, standwithourlads.com. We got the link there in the show page, so you can check that out there. Now we're going to switch over quickly, Jeff, to another story here. This is by Jack Montgomery of Breitbart, and it came out on the 29th of October. And I'm going to scroll up here a bit and get you the headline here because this is something that the headline here is dozens of ISIS jihad brides are returning to Britain. Quote, immediately, end quote. So they're letting them back in. Okay, and that's, so here we go. Subhead here, all right, up to 80 jihad brides, there we go, guys, and their children are reportedly heading back to Britain from Kurdish custody in the Middle East. All right, now I'm not going to read all this, but I'm just going to read a bit of it because we do have a couple of other things we'll talk about. Around 150 jihad brides with British citizenship, still have British citizenship, are thought to have traveled to the Middle East to join the Islamic State, mostly with male partners or to become brides to jihadists already in theater. And we see this happening in, from like Canada and the States as well. Many have become widows in the custody of Kurdish fighters as the Islamic State's physical caliphate, which once stretched across Syria and Iraq with enclaves in places like Misrata, Libya, collapses in the face of substantial assaults by the Russian-backed Syrian government and Western-backed forces such as the Kurdish YPC. Kurdish leaders Abdul Karim Omar now says he wants to hand over the foreign extremists who once flocked to the region, according to the Times, vowing, "We will not let them stay here." Okay, so they're without a country right now, and deservedly so, in my opinion. The French government recently said they would accept children being repatriated, but not their adult partners. But Theresa May's government appears to be a softer touch. Ooh, big shock there. A relative of one, quote, British, unquote, bride, claiming she had been issued with a new passport and travel documents for her children, and that she and around 80 women like her are likely to return immediately. More may follow. Now, Jeff, okay, I'm looking at the clock here, and you know what? I'm gonna stop it there, because I think in a way that's enough. your comments on this. Just waiting for Jeff's comments.
Oh,
Jeff,
sorry,
you gotta
Dave.
Unmute yourself, brother.
No,
okay.
They want to bring back 80 women with their children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Theresa May's get the nod on it, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They want to bring them back and more to come, Jeff. More to come. It's not just
more
80,
to come.
It's
I mean,
more.
Where are they going to put, what, they're going to kick old people out, put them in their homes, or what are they going to do? Kick normal people out of their homes, make sure that they're okay, and leave people on the streets like they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the whole idea? Is this of repatriation of foreigners and getting rid of the indigenous people in this country? It seems that Theresa May she lives in her own world, doesn't she? I mean,
think about that.
80 homes. You know what I mean? That's a lot of homes, sure. Isn't it? And more.
It is.
Say.
Yeah. Or more,
I mean,
with more to come.
I think the council are busy building new homes and We know that at Tower Hamlets around there, that the Muslims have been building Muslim homes. Muslim homes, Dave. Think about it. They're building specially Muslim homes. Not for us, but for the Muslims. Sometimes I just scratch my head, Dave, and, you think it's time that we got rid of this shamble who calls himself governments. They can govern, an ice cream parlour, Dave. Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Infuriated by it. You know me. I don't want to get too hexed up, Dave, instead of, in case I start coughing and spluttering with it.
Sure.
But really does. It really infuriates me, mate. It really does.
Well, Jeff, these people are so incompetent, as some people might say, they're so incompetent they couldn't, they couldn't organize an orgy in a brothel. I mean, it's not only are they yeah, exactly. There you are, Jeff. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not only are they incompetent because like our government here in the United States, it's overweighted at the top. Not only is it that, but they're intentionally incompetent. These women are radicalized, and they're bringing them back. They're letting not only them come back, but their kids, who are also, if they're at any age to where they can begin thinking, they're also radicalized, and they're bringing that poison back to the United Kingdom, so that it can be in your neighborhoods, it's who knows where they're gonna put them. They could do what Obama did with the Muslims that he allowed to be imported into the United States. That they could once again seed them all around the United Kingdom. Maybe not even in the big cities, but in the smaller towns. we've had that problem here in the United States. I know, Kel, you're having that problem in Canada. They want to make it, Jeff, where there is no place that a non-Muslim can move to get away from Muslims, to get away from Islam. It has to be that way, because if you just look at a list of cities and towns where these people have been seeded, you have to come to that conclusion. There's no other conclusion you can come to. But this is outrageous, man. This isn't just bringing in quote unquote refugees. These women went to do their bit for the Islamic State, and now they're bringing them back. Oh, well, they're British citizens. We can bring them back. It's just
it's sick, Dave. It's sick. What do you call it? This is total collaboration with the enemy.
It is, man.
It's disgusting. Say 40 years ago, 50 years ago, with other governments.
God, no.
You would have had this with Margaret Thatcher. She would put up with his crap.
Maggie Thatcher would have put the kibosh on that, man.
Cowardly, calls herself a prime minister, and her so-called government, total collaboration, betrayal with the people. I just want to let you know, Dave, I'm getting in one, and I don't want you, because I'll start coughing and spluttering.
I understand, brother. I understand.
The boy just joined us, the Alaskan, just to let you know.
Hey, boy, what
the Alaskan's joined us, so I thought you'd like to know there, brother.
Good man, yeah, all right. Glad to hear you. And Jeff, I'm going to hand you another link. And this one I did want to do towards the end of the show, because this is a bit of good news. We are sorely in need of good news at this point. Heard about this yesterday on AFA. One news now. Good news organization for you guys, if you want to add a new one to your toolbox there. This is a good one, a bit of good news. And I'm going to go ahead and read this here. This comes from yesterday, October 31, okay? And it is from the Associated Press. I don't see a byline, so we're just going to go with this, okay? Pakistan acquits a Christian woman who was facing death for blasphemy. And a lot of us have been following this case for a long time. You know, I know I'm pretty sure I can say with certitude that Kel has been following it. Okay. And this here comes out of Islamabad. Okay. And this is the subhead. The woman who was sentenced to death on blasphemy charges in 2010. So it's taken this 8 years, and she's been languishing in a prison for 8 years, guys. A landmark ruling that sparked protests by hardline Islamists and raised fears of violence. Okay, that's because they have actually acquitted her. Now, I'm going to scroll down a little bit and read this. And by the way, her picture is in the slides. As I said, she's been languishing in prison for 8 years for this. Chief Justice Mian Saqib Nisir announced the verdict to a packed courtroom and ordered Asia Bibi released. She has been held at an undisclosed location for security reasons and is expected to leave the country. And I praise God that she gets to leave that country very soon. The charges against Bibi date back to a hot day. Listen to this, guys. To a hot day in 2009 when she went to get water for her and her fellow workers. Two Muslim women refused to drink from a container used by a Christian. A few days later, a mob accused her of blasphemy. She was tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. Okay, now that's where this came from, guys. Just from, a bucket of water. That shows you how easily these Islamic animals can be triggered. And yeah, I said animals. Bite me, Lefty Press. The mere rumor of blasphemy can ignite mob violence and lynchings in Pakistan, which we all know this, and combating alleged blasphemy has been a central rallying cry for hardline Islamists. Salman Taseer, the governor of Punjab province, was shot and killed by one of his guards in 2011 for defending Bibi and criticizing the misuse of the blasphemy law. The assassin, Mumtaz Qadiri, has been celebrated as a martyr by hardliners since he was hanged for the killing. Good, they hung his ass. With millions visiting a shrine set up for him near Islamabad. And there you go. That as I scroll down, that shows you where these people's heads are at, guys. Right there. Mm.
I'm very impressed, Dave, with the way that you pronounce some of these foreign names. Like most of our listeners, Dave, sometimes trying to get your head around the names, you've got a technique how you do it, and I'm so impressed with you, Dave. And sometimes it's such a bloody mouthful, isn't it, these names?
Well, I can't get them all right, Jeff. Yeah, I can't get them all right, Jeff. You know, but I do give it a try. I'll read one more paragraph out of this because time's a waste, and we do have one more. From Jan, that I think you're going to find amusing, Jeff. but anyway, ahead of the verdict, Qadin Hussein Rizvi, a hardline cleric who has brought tens of thousands of people into the streets for past rallies, called on his supporters to gather in all major cities to express their love for the Prophet and to protest if Bibi is released. Authorities have stepped up security at churches around the country. Well, no wonder they have. So, there you go, Jeff. That's the whole story. I gave Jeff the link. The whole story is in the chat. Excuse me for that throat clearing, guys.
Thank you, guys. And Jeff,
there's a bit of good news. The word is that her defense attorney, well, she's supposedly headed out of the country, and the word is that her defense attorney is probably going to have to leave there as well. So There you are with that one, Jeff.
Well,
comments?
By the sounds of it, yes. They like their ounce of flesh, don't they? One way or the other.
Do
so
you?
If I was an attorney, anybody involved in the case, get out of there. Go. That's my thing. And please don't go to this country. People like that just want to kill you. They say you're blaspheming over this or something. Well, before you know it, you've been stoned to death or strung up somewhere or crucified, didn't you, Dave?
Yeah.
God forbid, bidden countries they are. Leave them to their own devices, isn't it, Dave? Just pull away from them.
Oh, yeah. And that's true, man.
Why do we need to invite these type of people to our country? I mean, what are they going to give the rest of the world? Compassion? No.
You're not getting any of that.
These people, they don't offer any wealth of anything, do they, Dave? Apart from destruction.
Certainly, man. That is the way it is, and they do the destruction thing. That really is all they add. Now, I'm going to give you one more here. This comes from Jan. Who found this? Got it off of her Christian Defense League site, by the way. And there's a bit of tragedy in this one, but there's a little tiny bit of humor in it as well. You can see some of it in the slides, Jeff, that I put into the show there. The one about the calendar girls. This one, guys, comes from the Voice of Europe, and again, I want to say thank you to Jan for finding this one.
Yeah, thanks, Jan. As usual,
this one here.
My dear.
Yep. This one here is
migrant. You're gonna
make me.
I knew you was gonna do this, Mr. Milner.
All right, here we go, guys.
I know, Dave. You saved these ones specially for me, didn't you, mate? Eh?
Okay, here we go. No, Jeff, I'll go ahead and read it, man. You don't have to. You just sit back and relax, brother. I'll read this one out. Jeff, if you just put it in the chat, then it'll be okay, brother. Yeah. Now, this from the Voice of Europe was done on the 30th of October. And, here's the headline. Migrant arrested for sexually assaulting three women, which is a pretty horrible thing, and several sheep and goats in Germany. So this guy will basically put it in anything, okay? And that's why I put the nice little picture I did in. And I will be sharing out that picture, by the way, guys. Subhead. Pardon me, guys. The German police have arrested
them all together, Dave.
I don't know. I don't know what the sequence was. But you know these guys. They even try to do stuff with mannequins. I mean, it's strange. The German police have arrested a 28-year-old man from Eritrea for multiple sexual offenses. The man targeted sheep and goats on a farm in Freiburg and sexually assaulted three women as well.
Sheep make the complaint, Dave?
I don't know, Jeff. I don't know. It sounds like he just targeted the whole farm and decided to, have sex with everything that moved. Let's see. Forensic investigations noticed that DNA of a sexual assault case from 11 May this year could be linked to several cases of, here we go, Jeff, animal sex attacks in the spring of 2017. So this guy has a history. Woolly thinking on this guy's part, by the way, Jeff. In May, a 30-year-old woman was and tackled by a man with sexual intent. Fortunately, she was saved by a passing cyclist. There you go. That, now, that's a bit of good news. I like that. On 12 June, another sex attack took place on a 31-year-old woman. Someone raped the woman or tried it, as no further details were given. So apparently that was another failed attempt. The latest sexual assault was on 1 July this year, with a man attacking a 20-year-old in a house entryway on her way home. The Criminal Investigation Department identified the alleged perpetrator, who is the now, that's how they have this written, guys, so is the now, who is the now arrested 28-year-old. So there you go, Jeff. Willie thinking.
He's involved in bestiality, sexual assault, a goat, sheep, about the ducks.
Yep.
And what about the cyclist? Did he attack the bike or something? You know, it wouldn't surprise me at all. They're totally off the rails, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, Jeff, they are. They are, man. I mean, you know, this shows how repressive Islamic society is, that it causes people to do this stuff, man. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I mean, it's just, and it all comes from the Quran, the Hadith, the Sirahs, all that stuff. You know, they think this is fine. You know, I mean, come on. But that's it, Jeff. That's the last story.
It's just, we've always said it. If you want to know about depravity, sexual deviances, anything like that that you're not too sure about, please study Islam. You will learn everything you need to know about the whole depravity of this death cult. Yes. They even dig up dead people and have sex with them. Yes, I think now it's ruled, Dave, that if a woman dies, the husband can have sex with her 6 hours after. For 6 hours, he can power, he can do this, that, and guess what? It works both ways, though, Doug. There is democracy in Islam that the woman can do the same.
Jeff, I got to tell you, that does bring new meaning to the term stiffy. But I mean, it's terrible, man. It is just terrible. but anyway, those are the stories.
I mean, everything. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you might think me and Dave, oh, we always pick on the poor Muslims. But look, these stories are out there. We don't write them bloody stories. That's out there. That's been reported on. Sexual assault, ducks, not ducks, what am I talking about? It might be ducks as well, we don't know. The ducks haven't spoken about it yet at the moment. But sheep, goats, women. I mean, it's all the depraved stuff that we expect from this death cult, isn't it? We only pick up what the stories are. It's not as if we find it disgusting.
Absolutely we do, Jeff. And you know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we live in free societies and things like that, but when you have an ideology that is so repressive that that it creates sexual deviants who will go out. I mean, there's even guys that go out there and look. There's a video, and I believe this was in Germany too. One of these migrants going and starting to make love to a mannequin on the street. You know, she was in front of a dress shopper, or it was in front of a dress shop, something like that. You know, the mannequin was in front of a dress shop or something, and yeah, he just started doing stuff with it. That's just, it's amazing.
It's just, they're just whacked out people. Just,
man.
They're crazy, though. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's strange, but when you was talking about a story, I had that tune going through my head. Oh, Muhammad, dad-a-bom. I don't know why. It was going through my head.
And on that farm, it's very unhappy animals, that's for sure. All right, well, Jeff, You know what, man? It's about time for final thoughts, and I'm going to go ahead and give you mine here real quick. I was going to say, it's been a pleasure today working with you, and, you know, I'm going to keep on praying for you to get over this cold you got. And I just want to say that...
Standing in with me today, it's really been difficult today, just to give everybody, hopefully I'll probably get over it over the couple of days, but it's been pretty hard, but unfortunately it happens now and again. We all get cold and sometimes it just messes us up, doesn't it, Dave? But thank you, Dave, and you continue your final thoughts, Dave. Thank you
all
for the
slides
and everything, Dave. Really appreciate it.
No worries, man. You know, it's my plan. I'm actually getting to where I like making these little memes about, you know, like things like the calendar girls and stuff. So it's a little more problem. But it's been a pleasure, Jeff. And thank you, Jan, for the stories. And please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. And I can also be heard on the Western Free Radio Network, and of course at SHR Media. Now, my show times are at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's like 4 p.m. in the UK, that's Monday through Friday. And I get a new show out at midnight on Saturdays, and I think it's currently 4 a.m. in the UK. Our times are going to sync up pretty soon, and then we'll, that confusion will be over. But the thing is that my current show I did with the exceptional conservative himself, Kenneth McClinton, it's a lot of information, a little bit of predictive stuff. We recorded this a few days before that fake bomb attack that happened, and there's some stuff in there that'll blow your mind. A lot of information, a lot of good commentary. I hope you guys will listen to it. I just want to give a shout out and thanks to Ken McClinton for being on my program. And Saturday, you're gonna get a show that's going to straddle the election, because I do a show every week. Okay, and it's going to be, part of it's going to be broadcast, before the election, and part of it after. It's all going to be the same show. But busy times, and it's a show about where do we go next? What do we do next? What do we do after the election? And I hope you guys will listen to that. That one's going to be considerably shorter. So Jeff, I just want to say to the foot soldiers, angels, and supporters of the cause of the English Defense League in the United Kingdom, and to all my patriot friends in the United States of America and around the planet. Be safe, be blessed, be vigilant, and no surrender ever.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Dave, for your little snippets that you give at the end. And also, I've got to thank, it's the first, I haven't seen Boyd for a little while, the Alaskan. It's good to see Kel joined us today as well. So it was good to see that we have had two great people that's joined us this afternoon. We'll be back again this Sunday. And I've got the birds really getting busy, Dave. These bloody executive producers are like.
Oh, certainly, definitely.
Chatting on them. There's me trying to do me last bits and pieces, and they're both squabbling, throwing things at each other. Peanuts are flying here, there, and everywhere. Charlie keeps swearing. Blue's having a go back. But apart from that, everything's going fine. Dave, thank you very much today. Great slides, as I said earlier. Great scripting. And we'll be back again this Sunday. Dave, what time is it? We've got the hour past 8 time, haven't we, for this Sunday now? Well,
that's correct, sir, yes. Half past 8 to the UK.
Yeah, so we're back half past 8. The old time, isn't it? It's the old time. But I've got to thank you, everybody that's listening to the show today, myself, Dave, Jan, everybody associate with the EDL, we really do appreciate it. If there wasn't you, you know what? There wouldn't be us, would there, Dave? There wouldn't be us.
That's right.
So thank you so much, everybody. And we'll see you Sunday. Dave, I'll speak to you before the weekend, okay, brother?
All All right, cheers, brother. Cheers, yeah. Got it.
It's really appreciated. So with that, here we go. This is the EDL. We are is our closing tune. If it plays, here we go. Let's go. Here we go. It will go for 7 days.
Pleasure as I hate me, I've been up for any of my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the facts. Two years of what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your lead and the place you're trapped. And the lies will shut down and their promises come. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
Go, Dave, and we've still got half a minute left. So there you go. I've got to okay, thank you, Dave. Cheers for everything today. Helping me out and doing everything today. But yeah, we'll see you again this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Foot Soldiers, Angels, and supporters of the cause. So we've, yeah, I'm going to cut it off a bit earlier anyway. So this is the English Defence League radio show. Signing off for today, but you know what? We'll be back again this Sunday. And please be vigilant out there, okay? Be careful. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.